God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 8, Day 1. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 69 to 75. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath. "I don't know the man." After a while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you're one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken. "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly.
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. Peter loved Jesus. He had followed him for 3 years. He was loyal to him. He was willing to fight and die for him. But when the pressure came on, he failed. When Jesus again predicted his own death, he warned Peter that when that time came, he would deny him three times. Peter promised that even if everyone else fell away, he never would. But he failed. God, I know that when it comes to following you, there are times when I've failed. I'm sorry for those times. Before I finish this time with you, God, I confess my failures to you, knowing that you are faithful and just and will forgive my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.